Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf, Nazir Daf Lamed Tes. We are holding at the Mishnah, which is six lines from the top of the Amud. Says the Mishnah, Sadam Nazirus Lamed Yom, your typical standard Nazirus extends for 30 days. Now, although points out Tosfos, although this halacha was already mentioned back in the first parak of Daf Yom Aleph, that standard Nazirus is Lamed Yom, the reason why we mention it again over here is on account of the next halacha. It's going to teach us that since your standard Nazirus is 30 days, which indicates that a Nazir is meant to arrive at the end of his Nazirus with a head full of hair, a 30-day hair growth, and therefore, Gilach, suppose the Nazir did take a haircut during his Nazirus. Oisha Gilchu Listim, or robbers did that for him, basically against his will. Seisha Lamed Yom. He cancels. He has to redo 30 days. Now, although, technically speaking, the only thing that nullifies any Nazirus that has already been observed would be Tumas Mace, as opposed to drinking wine or cutting hair. That doesn't nullify. That doesn't cancel those days already kept. But this is a new halacha. The fact is, as we said, a Nazir has to come to the end of his Nazirus with a head full of hair, with a 30-day growth of hair on his head, Gidul Seyar. So if he's lacking that because something happened to his hair, whether intentionally or unintentionally, there's a new halacha. He has to regrow that hair, or at least a 30-day growth. So whatever's missing to get to that 30-day growth, he has to make it up, and then he can come and complete his Nazirus. Continues the Mishnah. This is the basic halacha of Giluach. Nazir shegilach bein bezug bein betar esh yasifsef kol shuchayev. If a Nazir shaves, cuts his hair, whether using a zug, some sort of a scissor, let's say, bein betar, or a real razor, or he manually pulled out a hair. And Tosfos points out, dafke ke'en tar, which means, you know, at the root, just totally pulled out the hair. Even if it's kolshu, one hair is chayev, because the pasuk says, tar lo yavar reishai, one should not cut his hair. And the Gemara later will learn that it applies not only to strictly tar, shaving by razor, even something similar to a tar, something which cuts the hair down all the way to the bottom, even one hair generates a chi of malchus. Iboy lehu, here comes an interesting shaila presented by Yibnei HaYeshiva. How does one's hair grow? From the bottom or from the top? Hai mazya, this hair which grows on one's head, mila sachas rave, does it grow from the bottom? So the new growth is actually coming out from the scalp. The rest of the hair stays intact, stays the same size. The additional growth is coming from the bottom and pushes the hair out. Or is it actually growing on top? So the bottom of the hair just stays the way it is, and the top of the hair extends and grows farther out. Now, the man of Kamina, what's the point of asking this question? L'nazir. It's very appropriate for a Nazir. Shilguchu listim. We need to know if a Nazir's hair was shaved off by the listim. Okay? But they left him with some hair. Vishiru boy, they left behind enough hair. It's long enough. Could they lock off Rosh Eliyikari? You can take the hair and actually bend it. If you bend it, it can bend back down to its, you know, to its root. So that's a long enough piece of hair. It has chashivas, it has prominence. The Gemara later will tell us this is how long it grows in 7 days. So they left him that much. Question. Will the din in the Mishnah apply here or not? Does he have to wait until he gets a 30-day growth to complete his Nazirus? Or shall we say no? He has enough there to get by. What does this question depend on? It depends on how the hair grows. You see, if the hair grows out from the bottom, Nazirus Hoshakli. So in this case, the hair which he had on his head at the moment of acceptance, when he accepted Nazirus upon himself, that hair is gone because that hair was on top. So once they took that off, he has to start over again. Right? So if the hair grows out from the bottom, so although they did leave some hair behind, like we said, a 7-day growth, you know, just a minimum amount, but that came much later. That was not present when he was Mekabel Nazirus. So that's why the din of the Mishnah will apply. He has to wait until he gets a 30-day growth. Eli Amras Mele El Ravi. However, if we shall say that hair grows out from on top, so the edges, the ends of the hair extend further out, in that case, he's okay, he's safe. Why? My da'agdish, the hair that was on his head at the time when he accepted upon himself Nazirus, ha'kayim, it's still there. Now, although he only has just a drop, it's not a 30-day growth, you know, from the original. He only has a drop of the original left. That's all they left. It's clear from the Gemara that that's enough. That symbolic amount is enough, as long as it was there at the time that he was Mekabel Nazirus. So although we say that you have to come to the end of Nazirus with a 30-day, you know, head of hair, explains the Chazon Ish. The point is that you need to have 30 days of hair on your head. So either it's a full head of hair, as per the Mishnah, as your standard typical case, or at least in this case, if we say Mil'el Ravi, so the original hair is still sitting at the scalp, it's just that it keeps on growing and extending further, and that they cut off, they left behind a little bit at the source, at the root, a 7-day growth, which has chashivas, which is sufficient for chashivas. That portion of hair was actually sitting on his head for 30 days. So he has hair which was present, which was growing for 30 days. And as long as that hair is chashev enough, is long enough to be reckoned with, that's okay. So bottom line is, which way is it? When the hair grows and gets longer, is it the bottom portion that's growing or the top portion? Tashma, we're going to bring a Raya Miha Inva. Take a look at this louse. Inva Chaya, this live louse, which grabs onto one's hair. The Kaim Bi'ikva De Binsa. Where is it sitting? At the source. Near a scalp. Now, if hair is actually growing out from the bottom, Parisha De Binsa Bo'ilo Mekim. Where is the louse going to end up? Towards the top of his hair, not at the bottom. It's just moving, moving, moving out. It should move along with the hair. Doesn't that prove to us that in fact it's the top portion, it's the end of the hair that grows? Loyla Milsachas Ravi, no, perhaps it grows out from the bottom. V'agav Chiyusim, because he's a live louse, so he, you know, he has that power to move himself. Nachis V'azl Inva, so the Inva, this louse, moves along and stays at the bottom, near the scalp, where he can nourish from one's Zeya and Lechluchis, the Rush says, from his moisture and sweat, etc. So he prefers that location, and he actually moves along and stays in that location. So there's no raya from the louse, from the live louse. What about a dead louse? Tashma inva mesa. A dead louse on one's hair. Where do we find it? Bereisha de binsa. It's found at the closer to the edge, rather than the source. Now, if it is true that hair extends outward, it's the edge that grows out, where are we going to find this dead louse? Bi'ikva de binsa b'ilo mekam. So this dead louse should be found near the scalp, near the bottom of the hair. Right? The fact that we find that this louse keeps on moving, moving, moving towards the end of the hair, wouldn't that prove to us that in fact It's the bottom that grows and pushes it out. Hasam nami there as well, mishum deles b'chela. Srugi sriga vazel. No, perhaps it is the bottom portion of the hair that's actually growing and extending. And the reason why the louse keeps on finding itself at the scalp is because les b'chela, since it's no longer alive, it doesn't have that power to move itself, so srugi sriga vazel just slides and slides downward and stays in the at the scalp, you know, location. Toshma is going to be another raya that hair grows out from the bottom. Mibloiris the kushim. Black people, they have these long hairstyles, and they braid them, actually, right, as they do today. The boss of the Magadlan law, so after they braid the hair, assuming, presumably it's, you know, tightly braided, properly braided, and then we see, and suddenly it's loosening up. Rafya Mulasachas. It starts getting loose at the bottom, near their head. Obviously, the hair grows out from the bottom, and therefore it's unbraided and loose. Hasam Nami there as well. I'll explain to you how it works, even if we shall suppose that hair does not grow out from the bottom. But the reason why the bottom gets loose is because of the pressure. I did the Kamta. He, Mishichva, since it gets patted down when you know the person lies on the braid, so it gets patted down and there's pressure and there's movement. Rafya, dirafya, so it loosens the bottom of this arrangement, but it isn't necessarily a raya to our question. Tashma, here comes another raya that in fact hair grows out from the bottom. Misikrusa. So they would splatter the animal, specifically the master behema animal, with red paint, which would blot together, which would create this hair clump. Misikrusa, so this red paint, which would clump the hair, what happens after a while? The rafi amra, the wool, loosens milasachas beneath that paint. Apparently because it's growing out from the bottom, and that part's unpainted. V'tanya, in fact, this is a halacha brought down in the Mishnais and Bechoras, where they would splatter the animal. So there you go. V'tzu, another raya. Katsavi savya. You have older people with white hair and want to conceal their age, so they dye their hair black. Katsavi savaya. When the old men dye their diknoi in their beards, after a while, what happens? The roots, chavron ikri, the bottoms of the hair closer to their face, whiten. Chavri ikve nimoi, the akev, the bottom portion of their hair, whiten. This is a bona fide raya, solid raya, that in fact it's the bottom that grows out. So bottom line is, in our case, you have the fellow whose hair was cut by the listen, and they left behind just a minimum amount. It's not going to work because the hair that they left behind was not present way back when he was Makabal Nazirus. Asks the Gemara. Okay, so now we have a problem. Well, the Sanya, what about the following brisa, which says otherwise? No other Shigalchu listen. So this fellow was shaved by the guy. Vishira by the lock of Rosh Likar, left behind the, you know, the minimal shear of hair near his head, near his scalp. In his Saisa. There's no need to redo Naziris. Visa Gadachmul Sachas Rave. Now if you suppose, as you proved to me clearly, that the fresh hair is on the bottom, well, that fresh hair that they left behind was not there at the original Kabbalah's Naziris. Lister, let him redo his Naziris. Answers the Gemara. This brisa describes a unique case, which does not require a redo, which does not require a 30-day growth. What happened was, they shaved him on day 30. So he was pretty much done his Naziris. Umani, and who's speaking in this brisa? Which shita is here? Rabbi Lazar here. Rabbi Lazar has a unique shita. The Omar kal achar malois, when something occurs after he's done his 30, Zayin Saiser, all he needs to do is wait 7 days and he's good. So basically, according to Rabbi Lezer, which is actually, Lezer discusses the halacha of Nazir, which becomes Tamei. That's what Rabbi Lezer is speaking. So he becomes Tamei on day 30. The Chachamim say, that's it, cancel the whole deal, have to redo 30 days. Rabbi Lezer disagrees, he learns a Pasuk. It doesn't harm his Naziris. All he needs to do is, you know, get the Efer Paradum on the third day and the seventh day. He just has to wait 7 days, and then he can come back and finish his Naziris. No harm was done. So likewise, the Gemara says, by a case of an accidental haircut, once the Malois, he reaches Malois, it's already day 30, barely any harm done, he doesn't have to wait more than 7 days. And since the listim left him some hair, they loch of roishali kare, enough to bend back to the source, which is a 7 day growth, that's enough. My tamid Reb Elezer. So in fact, why do we say that according to Reb Elezer, when he was shaved at this late stage in the game, the fact that they left behind a 7 day, you know, portion of hair suffices? Yoliv teglachas tahara mit teglachas tuma. Because he compares the two types of Naziris. He learns the case of a Nazir Tahar, whose hair was cut. He learns that from the case of a Nazir who became Tame. Ma teglachas tuma shiva, just like by the Nazir Tame, 7 days is enough. After teglachas tahara shiva, likewise, in our Nazir's case, a 7 day shiur of hair is enough. And the fact that he has hair long enough to bend back to the source indicates that it has a 7 day growth. In fact, the Kimul Rabbana, as the Rabbana knew for a fact, called Zayin Yamin, when one waits 7 days, Asya Masya, the hair growing in those 7 days will be long enough, Kedei Lakuf Roishe Likarai, to allow one to bend, fold the hair back to its source. So he takes the top edge and turns it back down, it hits the source, it's long enough to bend, so to speak, to actually fold. If it's too short, you can't actually fold it. So in 7 days, you get long enough hair to do that. And that's what happened here. They left behind this type of hair. It's a growth of hair, which is called a growth of shivas yamim, minas chashivas. And that's enough in this case, according to Reb Elezer. Okay, so bottom line is, stam naziris lamed yoyim. One is meant to come to the end of his Naziris with a head full of hair, a 30-day growth. Suppose he had a giluach, his hair was cut by way of listim, etc. He has to compensate and make sure that he has a 30-day growth before he comes to the end of his Naziris. However, the Gemara's maskan is, according to Reb Elezer, if the giluach took place after Malois, a 7 day growth left behind is enough, despite the fact that we have proven from many sources that the hair left behind, meaning the bottom portion of the hair next to the scalp, is actually fresh hair, because hair grows out from the bottom. In this case, it's irrelevant because, as we said, according to Reb Elezer, a shear of 7 day hair is enough. Whereas according to the Chachamim, that wouldn't work. Because if this hair was not there at the time of Kabbalah's Naziris, so it's as though he has no hair left, and he would have to redo 30 days. Nazir shegilech bein betar bein bezug asher sifsif kol shu chayev. A nazir who shaved in any which way, by way of a razor, scissors, or manually pulling out his hair, he is chayev. Tan rabbanan. So the pasuk says, Tar lo yaver al roshay. Throughout his Naziris, he should not have a razor shave off his hair. And then it says, Kodesh yihye gadol peras al roshay. He's meant to be holy, sanctify himself by letting his hair grow for Hashem. So Nazir is warned by way of a mitzvah saaseh, and the mitzvah saaseh not to shave his hair. Now, what manner of cutting are we speaking about? Tan Rabbanan, we have learned in a Braisa as follows. There's a pasuk by Nazir, which forbids him from cutting his hair. Kol yimei neder nizroi, throughout his Naziris, ta'ar, a razor blade, le'yamar ha'roshi, should not be used on his head. Ad meleis hayamim ashi yazer l'ashem. Kodesh yihyeh, now we have a mitzvah asay, maintain your kedusha. Gadel peras ha'roshi, maintain your kedusha, allow your hair to grow, for the sake of Hashem. So we have a mitzvah saseh, kadashiyah, as well as a mitzvah slay saseh, tavar lo yaval reisha. Says the Braisa. The word tar indicates shaving by way of razor. Only a latar, perhaps only a complete removal of that hair would be usur. For instance, by using a razor blade, which completely removes the hair. Or, as Tosis points out, even ke'ein tar, a method with a similar result as using a razor blade. He calls it ne'ka akar hasar mitchilosoy samach l'roshay, removal, complete removal of that hair from the bottom up. So that's the same type of look as if you would have used a razor. The same effect, the same result. Perhaps only that is usur. Ein li alatar. A full, complete removal is usur. What about a partial removal? Talashi just, you know, pulled out his hair, pulled one out, but, you know, there's still some stub left over. Mirate. Or used some hair removal agent to do this, to do as such. Or sif. Or just like pulled at the end, tugged a little bit, made a little trim. Kolshu. Even one hair. Minayin, how do you know that all these methods are also usur tamaleimar? You're right, there's no mitzvah sleisaseh. That only applies to a full removal. Similar to a full shave, a razor shave. But here, there is a mitzvah aseh. Kodesh yeh, gadol pera, sa'ar reshe. Leave your hair alone. So, any form of removal violates the mitzvah aseh. Divrei Rabbi Yeshiah. Rabbi Yonasan Neimar, no. When the Torah says tar, it means tar, by way of a razor blade. Otherwise, there's no isser whatsoever. Tar, ein leila, tar. What about mirei, tolash, sifsif, kolshu, all the other methods? They're potter. What do you mean? What about the mitzvah saseh? Voksiv kodesh yeh. That's going on a razor blade. L'memra, to teach us the megillah lebetar. If you use a razor blade, call him alei. Baseh v'saseh, he has violated both isurim, aseh and leisaseh. But any method other than by way of a razor blade, encounters no isur. So according to Rabbi Yonasan, strictly razor blade. According to Rabbi Yeshiah, razor blade, or a similar fashion, which totally removes the hair, involves aseh and leis aseh, and alternate forms of removal gets a mitzvah aseh. He's over on the aseh. Tan Yedech, we have another braisa, which says like this. The pasuk mentions tar, a razor blade. Ein li ela tar. So perhaps only an actual razor generates the iser. What about other forms of removal which resemble razor removal, complete removal? Talash, mirror, tzifsif, kolshu, minayin. How do you know that's included in the iser as well? Tamad leimar. It says, tar loyi aval reishai. I could have said it differently. I could have said, loyaver tar. It says, tar loyi aval reishai. Loyaver is a chidush. It's coming to add, to include other similar forms, similar methods, which, as we explained before, generate the same result as a razor cut. Asks the Gemara. So then, what's the point of even mentioning the razor? Once you're going to include everything, so why even mention the razor? You're right. The answer is, it's coming to teach you how a nazir is meant to take his haircut at the end of his nazirus. We have no source regarding that last, you know, haircut, the end of his nazirus. How to do it? Shebatar, that it's meant to be done with a razor. Because we have one precedent, that's the mitzayra, at the end of his tzaras experience, he needs to shave as well. We can't learn it from there because she'ain donin, we can never learn kal, a lighter mitzvah, mechamer, from a more serious mitzvah. Lahachmor lav, to create and generate stringencies, meaning a mitzvah is certainly more chamer than a nazir. You see, a mitzvah has to take a full, comprehensive, full body hair shave. He's chamer. So just because you need a razor there doesn't indicate in any way that a nazir, all he needs to do is just take a head shave, would require the same. So we have no source for razor blade by the Nazir's Taglachas Tahara. Therefore, we need that special pasuk, Tar Le'eval Rishai. Tar here is telling you how to go about shaving the Nazir at the end of his Nazirus. Rabbi Yomer ein tzarich. You know, you don't really need a pasuk to tell you that here. You know why? Because look at how the pasuk reads. Harei Yomer. Pasuk says Tar le'yavar rishoy ad malois. No shave or use until he completes his nazirus. What does the Torah tell you? At the end of his nazirus, do use a shaver. That's how you cut his hair. I tell you, Amra, achar malois, once he's done his nazirus, lo yitei taglachas el betar. The way to shave is with a tar. So that is going to tell you about the method of shaving at the end of nazirus. You don't need it to be learned from the word tar, from the way the Torah, you know, sequenced its words. The fact that we have the words ad malois at the end of this discussion, that in itself would have taught you how to do the teglachas at the end of Naziris. You do it with a razor. Meaning, even if it would have just said layavir tar al reishai ad malois, that in itself would have told you how to do the teglachas at the end of malois. We don't need, you know, the switching around of the order of the words, the way the Tanakhama learned the pasuk. He learned from the fact that tar was mentioned first, sort of out of order. That is telling you how to do the teglachas tahara. No, you don't need that. The fact that the pasuk leads into the malois, don't shave until malois, that tells you, well, malois, meaning the proper haircut, the end of naziris, is meant to be done with a tar. But bottom line is that according to Rebbe, the placement of the word tar at the beginning of this pasuk, towards the beginning of this pasuk, is not indicating at all how to do the taglachas tahara. That's learned from the end of the pasuk, ad malois. So then the question is, we're assuming that Rebbe agrees to the Tanakhama that other forms of hair removal, other than actual razor blade removal, would also be usur and included in the isur, right? As long as it's ka'ein ta'ar, as we explained before, a total removal of that hair, even without a razor, would also be included in the isur. So the question is, voksiv tar liyaval reishai. How can you include other forms of removal if the pasuk clearly says tar? You see, according to Tanakhama, the answer was that tar is coming to teach you something else. How to do the haircut at the end of the nazirus. According to Rebbe, it's not needed for that. We know that from someplace else. So, why then did the pasuk mention tar? If in fact, we're saying that you don't need a tar for the lav. V'ksiv tar le'ev ha'reishai. The pasuk clearly stipulates tar. The answer is to give you another iser if he chooses to use a tar. You're right. Talash, Mirate, Sifsef, all other removals also get you the lav. The reason why the Torah stipulates tar to tell you if one chooses to use a razor, lav or olav b'shnei lav, he gets a double lav. He gets the regular lav that applies to all other forms of removal, layavar reisha, and then he gets the extra lav for using a razor blade. So bottom line is, another may not cut his hair, may not shave. If he chooses to do so by way of a razor, according to Rebbe, there is a double lav. According to the other shittas, a single lav. What about other forms of removal, other utensils, or by hand? If it's a complete, comprehensive removal of that hair, so according to Rabbi Yeshia, according to Rebbe, it's also included in the lav of tar le'avar reishai. What about if it's only a partial removal, a trim? So according to Rabbi Yeshia, there's a mitzvah asay kadosh yeh, and according to Rabbi Yonasan, there's no iser whatsoever. Okay, let's recap today's daf. A nazir is meant to arrive at the end of his nazirus with a head full of hair, a 30-day growth of hair. If he shaves or somebody shaved him throughout the nazirus, he has to wait until he gets back his 30-day growth. The Gemara went on to a discussion regarding hair growth and proved that in fact it grows from the bottom up. Milasachas Ravi. Question is, let's say his hair is cut. they list him, gave him a haircut, and they left behind enough hair, which equals a 7-day growth. Gemara calls it kedei lakuf roish eliyikara, enough that you can actually bend it back to its root. Well, theoretically, if that hair would have been there upon acceptance of his nazirus, then that would be sufficient to get him through and allow him to complete his nazirus. But since we've proven that the hair closer to his scalp is fresh hair, that wasn't there at the time of his nazirus, at the time of his kabbalas nazirus, so that doesn't do the trick. He has to wait till he gets back 30 days of hair. We had a chiddush of Elazar who says that after malois, meaning if it's already done, done his nazirus, is ready on day 30, and this occurs, there's no need to wait more than 7 days. So therefore, the Gemara says if they left behind a 7-day growth, that is enough. Okay, theoretically everything is usser. All types of trimming is usser, at least according to Rav Yeshe and the other Shitas here, as opposed to Rav Yenison. Rav Yeshe and Rebbe and the Tanakama, the second Brisa as well, they all hold that when the Pasuk says tar, it isn't necessarily limited to a tar. Tar and other forms which have the same result as tar, a full removal of that hair. There's a leis asei and an asei. Which leis asei? Tar leyaval arishe. The asei is kadosh yeh gal aperes arishe. And according to Rebbe, by using a tar, there's actually a double lav. According to Rebbe Yenison, the iser applies strictly to a razor. What about a trim? So according to Rebbe Yeshe, even a trim would be usher, but there's no leis asei. Rather, it is limited only to an asei. Kodesh yeh gadol pera sa'arishai. All the best to you. May we all have much haslacha and siyata d'shmaya.